Windows down, music up. Get ready to hit the road in a new Chevy SUV or truck. Chevy is a name you know and trust. It's Chevy as American as apple pie and baseball. Check out the full line of Chevy vehicles at your local Chevy dealer. Chevy, drive Chicago.
Your hometown.
We're back in McHenry, exploring the people, places, and local traditions that make this Fox River community one of Chicagoland's favorite hometowns. Again, here's John.
Yeah, we're talking about McHenry today. That's your hometown on WGN Radio. So let's talk to Dan Hart then. He owns some restaurants out that way. Hart Alliance is his business group, heartalliance.com. Hey, Dan, you're on WGN Radio. I said Hart. Yeah, Hart, H-A-R-T. How are you, Dan? Welcome to the show.
Great. Thanks for having me on. How are you doing?
Pretty good. So how many places do you have in that area?
In McHenry County, we have 5 restaurants, but in McHenry specifically, we have 2. We have Whiskey Diablo, our newest concept, Cantina Americana, and then we have our flagship DC Cobb stores based in McHenry.
So what's the best description of your restaurants? Are they theme? Are they all serving the same kind of food?
No, so DC Cobb's is gourmet burgers and craft beer. We've got 20 different gourmet burgers on the menu. You can choose your protein, choose your side. We've got a variety of our own home-brewed craft beers. And then Whiskey Diablo is a Cantina Americana. It is traditional Mexican with American flair. We've got handmade, hand-juiced margaritas, craft ice, flowers inside of our ice, and a full craft cocktail program over there.
Wow. How's business these days?
Business is great. McHenry's a great place to do business. That's why we have 2 restaurants there that are blocks apart, and both of them thriving.
Yeah. And then is it also kind of vacation land for some people out that way?
Yeah, being this close to the Fox River, we get a ton of people visiting, tourists coming in and out, bouncing around all the businesses. A lot of them will go to 3 or 4 restaurants in a night, you know, having different appetizers, stuff like that. So it's a mix of locals and people visiting.
What are some of your best-selling either beverages or foods?
Our best-selling items at Whiskey Diablo are our margaritas. We've got a great handcrafted draft margarita and a sparkling Paloma we do. Those do fantastic. Our birria tacos and handmade guacamole do great there. Shifting over to DC Cobb's, any one of our 20 signature burgers is great. We've got a burger called the Dick Tracy that actually has grilled cheese sandwiches as the buns. That's a fan favorite. And then of our, house beers, we've got a Juicy J Hazy IPA that's probably our best-selling beer that people seem to love.
Wait a minute. You said that the hamburger, then the bun, is grilled cheese on either side, right?
On both sides, yeah.
That's brilliant. How come? No, I mean, that's a cheeseburger essentially with toast, but I don't know. That sounds better. That sounds cheesier and chewier. I love the description of that.
Yeah, it's a delicious burger, and we get a lot of people getting it, repeating it. You know, we have a burger passport that's available. It looks like a little small passport, so you can work your way through all the burgers and get a discount. And after you complete all 20 burgers, you get a commemorative hoodie.
At least. So business is pretty good, but the restaurant business is funny, isn't it? And it can be seasonal, maybe at a place like where you all are. How is it keeping staff? What's the employee situation like?
Well, you know, staffing's always going to be a challenge, but I feel if you're a good employer and you take care of your employees, you'll always be able to find good staff. The idea that, you know, nobody wants to work, I think, is a myth. I think there's tons of great people out there looking to do great work. You just have to be an employer that takes care of them. That's what we try to do. You know, McHenry is actually busy year-round. I think, you know, we have less tourists maybe during the summer months, but the locals are very supportive of small business. They're supportive of independent restaurants over chains. And, you know, I think the people of McHenry, as well as the city government, have been great for us to work with.
You sound like a psychology major.
I was a psychology major.
I really, though, I mean, I wonder what came first or most natural to you would be knowing people, understanding that, or being in the food business. What drove you to this field?
It's just something I've always kind of been drawn to, but I don't think you need any education to know that taking care of people, whether it's a customer or an employee, is the right thing to do and the way to way to have a successful business. You take care of your employees, they'll take care of the customers, and the customers will take care of you. I don't think that's any kind of rocket science. I think everybody knows that.
Yeah, I'm not sure everybody does, but it sounds like you're applying it well. Did I also read somewhere that you are a jiu-jitsu guy?
Yeah, I own Heart Jiu-Jitsu, a jiu-jitsu academy over at Woodstock, Illinois. We have approximately 250 students currently.
Wow, really? That is that popular? With all the sports and activity options, you got 200-plus kids in jiu-jitsu.
Well, we're an adult and children's program. We have far more adults than we do children. We run around 90 kids currently in two different age groups, but primarily adults. We have a full women's self-defense program, adult jiu-jitsu, and then the kids' jiu-jitsu, of course.
Is that the sort of thing where I'm learning defense and how to strike and defend myself, or is it more like inner zen, you know, finding peace and centering myself?
Well, I'd say it's some kind of mixture. Certainly not striking. We don't do anything involving striking currently at my academy. It's all jiu-jitsu, which is a self-defense-based art that originated in Japan, worked its way into Brazil, and then now is pretty much worldwide. But you know, we have people of all ages, shapes, sizes. It's really something for everyone.
Yeah, and jiu-jitsu means that you actually take the momentum or the advantage of your opponent and work it against them, right? You sort of flip them on their own energy, something like that?
Something like that. That's more of a judo base. Jiu-jitsu is more about leverage, limb extension, things like that, chokes, strangles, but very similar.
Yeah. Well, so business is good. I'm going to come out to McHenry. I'm going to check out one of your places. Where should I start, Dan?
I think you should start over at Whiskey Diablo, maybe have a margarita there, enjoy one of our appetizers like the birria egg rolls. I said the birria tacos are popular, but those egg rolls sure are good too. And then you can just walk a couple blocks down right on the river to D.C. Cobb's and enjoy a burger and beer right on the patio overlooking a channel on the Fox.
If you go to heartalliance.com, you'll find out all you need to know about Dan Hart's places. Dan, it's nice to talk to you. Congratulations. Keep it up.
Thanks. I appreciate the call.